It's great to have you with us here today at Covenant of Grace Ministry, and we're going to be talking about Job again, just like we did the other day. We talked about God responding to Job. Today we're going to talk about the restoration of Job as God continues this line of questioning and is relating to Job in a way to help him understand all that has transpired and remind Job of who he is. Job has gone through his struggles. He's gone through his problems. He's dealt with counselors who have not been very friendly, not been very helpful, and have basically been loading condemnation upon him. And so there's been a lot of self-doubting and things that have transpired, and even questioning and critiquing God, which he probably should have avoided, which God deals with in this chapter that we're going to be looking at in Job chapter 14, 1 through 14 for a few minutes. And if you can, get to Job chapter 40, verse 1, and read with me. If you will. I'm going to be reading from the Common English Bible. The Lord continued to respond to Job. Will the one who disputes with the Almighty correct him? God's instructor must answer him. Job responded to the Lord, "Look, I'm of little worth. What can I answer you? I'll put my hand over my mouth. I have spoken once. I won't answer again. Twice. I won't do it again." Verse 6. The Lord answered Job from the whirlwind, "Prepare yourself like a man. I will interrogate you, and you will respond to me. Would you question my justice, deem me guilty so you can be innocent? Or do you have an arm like God? Can you thunder with a voice like him? Adorn yourself with splendor and majesty. Clothe yourself with honor and esteem. Unleash your raging anger. Look on all the proud and humble them. Look on all the proud and debase them. Trample the wicked in their place. Hide them together in the dust. Bind their faces in a hidden place. Then I will praise you, for your strong hand has delivered you." Through a series of questions, God is posing many things for Job to deal with and to consider in light of the sufferings and the struggles he's gone through. God here, in these passages and previous, talk and highlight his omnipotence in response to Job's questioning and critiquing of the Lord's sense of justice, questioning whether he should be in this situation or not, or what's going on. God had affirmed that he was still in control of the universe. He had designed, created, and maintained. Having issued all these questions, God now focuses his interrogation of Job on a single question. Will the one who contends with the Almighty correct him? Will the one who contends with the Almighty correct him? This question is introduced by words that are not part of God's speech, though Job had not yet answered any of the Lord's questions. Chapter 40 begins with, "The Lord said to Job." The interruption has been explained in various ways. Some Bible commentators assume God paused to see if Job had a reply to the questions he had already asked. Then upon hearing no answer from Job, the Lord added a final, more direct question. Others conjecture that Job made an earlier reply that has been lost. A more literal translation of the Hebrew in the verse 1 probably says, "The Lord said in reply to Job," from the Tanakh. Whatever the case, God wanted to know if Job, after hearing God express his command over the universe, was still eager to accuse God of negligence. So in addition to his question, the Lord made a direct statement to Job, "Let him who accuses God answer him." Let him who accuses God answer him. In response to Job's questions and demand, in response to God's questions and demand, Job laid aside his rage as well as his stance of stubbornly challenging the Lord. At several points during his suffering, Job had dared to question God's justice by suggesting that the Lord was not running the universe in the way Job thought it should be run. But now, obviously chastened by what God had told him, he replied humbly and with reverence. Job acknowledged before the Lord that he was of little worth, that he was insignificant in comparison to God's overall scheme of creation. In light of all God had done for him and what God had done throughout creation, Job felt ashamed that he had ever raised his voice or that he had ever said such things as, like a prince, I would approach him. Chapter 31, verse 37. To register his regret for saying too much, Job went on to promise that he would place his hand over his mouth in order to say no more. Verse 4 of chapter 40. Indeed, he had nothing to add to what he had already said. After hearing the voice of God, Job seems to have lost his desire to vindicate himself. Job has lost his desire to vindicate himself. Ask yourself this question. During times of prayer, have I ever tried to keep quiet and simply receive God's word and understand his will for me? If so, what happened during those times? God speaks about his power, his natural order of the universe. He later talks about his justice and reminds Job of things which Job had questioned and challenged. But here is Job recognizing that as the creator of the universe is speaking to him, hey, I need to back off. I need to quiet down. I really vented too much. And now in the midst of this, there's going to be a period of restoration in Job's life as he humbles himself before the Lord. And thank God he didn't curse God, but yet he really was frustrated about all that was happening and what he'd lost. And questioned the God who he had followed. And so in the midst of things, God begins to speak and question and interrogate and begins to give him perspective. Allow God in your life to interrogate you if necessary so that you get perspective. Allow God to minister to you so you gain insight. I'm going through some struggles in my life in some ways right now. Things I just don't understand. But I am not going to lose hope, and I trust in the Lord that he's going to reveal himself and also provide a way. I've learned that much, and yet my flesh or my intellect doesn't really jive with that in a way. It's like, I want to figure this thing out. And so I can understand the frustration and hurt of Job, and I haven't gone through near what Job has gone through in life, even though I've had some similarities in some ventures. And we all have. But you know something? Sometimes we need to be still and know that he is God. Did you hear me? We need to be quiet, be still, and know that he is God. We're off to too much busyness of late. We're just off to too much business. Here, there, here, there. We're doing something almost all the time, it seems. And more so than ever before with all the multimedia stuff we have these days and the different gadgets we got. Pausing, taking reflection, quieting ourselves, beginning to get God's perspective on things is not something we readily or easily do. About the only time a preacher, a pastor, or someone can help the church and the people of God to get in that place is when they do get to church or when they do get to a Bible study or when they truly quiet themselves or give themselves the time of the Lord. But even then sometimes, okay, what's the script of the program? What are we going to go through? Let's just ramp up the music. Let's do this and that. No. Sometimes you need to be still. You need to listen and know that he's God. When you put on the armor of God, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the loins girded about truth, feet shod with the preparation of the gospel, the sword of spirit, which is the word of God, and the shield of faith. When you take up the armor of God, it's not always just moving forward. Sometimes you're withstanding. Sometimes you're standing ground to withstand the fiery darts. And in the midst of that, there's not, quote, a lot of progress going forward. But you've got to withstand that barrage in order to move forward. And sometimes when the enemy comes in like a flood, that's what happens. But the Lord wants to lift up the standard of his word and remind you of his covenant promises he's already kept. That you would understand that you're going to overcome this and be conquerors and move forward. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Lord raises up a standard. In our hearts and lives, be put in remembrance of the things of God. In our hearts and lives, think upon what sort of things are lovely, what sort of things are good report. You know, there's a lot of energy that you waste being negative, frowning, and doubt-filled. Try to rise up within yourself that powerful gift of faith. then allow God to begin to restore within you through the work of the Holy Spirit that which can be yours within your spirit, man, that says, hey, I'm going to take a step forward and I'm going to begin to listen to God and I'm going to begin to do the things I know to do. And then I believe that the Lord will be my deliverer. I believe the Lord will bring me through. Sometimes in the midst of your reflection, it's kind of like a Job interrogation. And the Lord reminds you of some of the things you've said or whatnot, and you're not too proud of, and you're like Job, you just want to keep your hand over your mouth. That's fine. But whatever you do, humble yourself before the Lord and recognize the value of things when you have that kind of relationship with God, when God can minister you that way, and you're able to be corrected and encouraged and strengthened in Him. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for this word that you shared with us today. And I pray that you would bless and help each and every one of us as we go forth today to know that you are the Lord and have confidence in you. I know that we are going through struggles, some of us. I know that some of us are being challenged by things that, you know, we don't quite understand. And there are things in life that have happened that we just have no idea why they happened. But deep within our spirit, if you interrogate or you minister to us, Lord, you could probably bring out through questioning those things to help us understand maybe some of the pitfalls, some of the things that we've done that might have brought upon these things to us. And yet, God, there are times when we didn't, quote, do anything, but yet we become doubt-filled. Lord, renew my faith. Lord, strengthen me. Lord, help me take upon your character and let me be more like you each and every day. And in the midst of this trial, take up the shield of faith. Quench the fiery darts of the wicked. Be quiet to know that you're God. And listen to you. And listen to the grace of God. Sometimes, Lord, I have had invaluable counselors in my life. And sometimes I've had bad counsel. And I've cherished good counsel. But there's nothing like the Holy Spirit that relates and is confirmed by the Word of God. And I pray, Lord, speak to me, Holy Spirit, today. Guide me upon the course of my life where you want me to be. Let me be in that place where I'm firmly planted by the springs of living water. Allow your grace to flow that my tree would have fruit in due season. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless each and every one of you today. Thank you for being with us here today on the prayer line.